The star-studded gala that is the Kennedy Center Honors Ceremony airs tomorrow night, and one of the recipients is deeply connected to the Berkshires. Seiji Ozawa started as music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in 1973. He remained there for 29 years, becoming the group's longest-tenured music director.
He is obviously one of the most important figures for a variety of reasons, not just the fact that he's a great leader and led one of the world's great orchestras and an orchestra that spends every summer in the Berkshires.
BSO Managing Director Mark Volpe says Ozawa, who was born in what is now China in 1935 to Japanese parents, helped spread Western music to Asia.
We start thinking about in war-torn Japan, a little Asian guy post-war, but MacArthur's there trying to figure out how to rebuild the Japanese economy. And out of that comes this force of nature named Seiji Ozawa, who would be the first world-renowned great classical musician, setting a standard that's now been certainly followed by the Koreans, by the Chinese. So it's Western art music has been exploding for the last several decades in Asia.
In 1960, Ozawa won the Koussevitzky Prize for Outstanding Student Conductor at what is now the Tanglewood Music Center in Lenox. The award is named for Serge Koussevitzky, who was the BSO's longest-serving music director before Ozawa eclipsed him by 4 years. In 1994, a 1,200-seat concert hall on Tanglewood's grounds was named after Ozawa. Volpe, who came to the BSO near the end of Ozawa's tenure, says the conductor was committed to returning primacy to the organization and Tanglewood, efforts that caused controversy.
But it was with the intent of making Tanglewood the preeminent summer festival and the preeminent summer academy for advanced study of musicians. And I think we certainly have that position in North America and certainly have a few competitors in Europe. So Seiji was very much part of that.
Carol King, George Lucas, Rita Moreno, and Cicely Tyson are the other 2015 Kennedy Center honorees recognized earlier this month. Not all of the members of the rock band The Eagles were able to attend the ceremony, so the group will be honored next year. Volpe, whose wife served as Ozawa's assistant in the 1980s, was with the conductor in Washington for the events starting at the White House.
The president made a great speech about all five, but focused on Seiji's rugby career. Kept on looking at Seiji and saying, rugby? Because Seiji's not exactly a large guy.
After high school, a rugby injury forced Ozawa to switch from playing piano to conducting. Outside of music, Volpe says Ozawa is committed to his family and sports, specifically Boston's teams.
He used to go to the first two or three innings of a baseball game, conduct a concert, go back, watch the eighth and ninth inning. I mean, I did that with him several times.
Volpe recalls when Ozawa left the BSO for the Vienna State Opera in the early 2000s when the New England Patriots were in the playoffs. The games were played in prime time in the U.S., which is early morning in Vienna.
The only place he could watch the football game was at the embassy, U.S. Embassy. So he would go to the U.S. Embassy after his opera, knock on the door. And finally, I got a call from, I think, the cultural attaché, not the ambassador, saying, he's not even a U.S. citizen. I mean, Seiji still travels with a Japanese passport. and so we're spending tons of money overtime. So Seiji, Seiji is obviously world famous. They knew who he was. So Seiji can watch football at 5 a.m. in the morning, as someone, as a civilians in the compounds, they have to guard the guy, we finally figured out how to get something on his computer where he could watch it somewhere else where he wasn't going to the embassy. But that's how fanatical he was about the Patriots and Red Sox.
The Kennedy Center Honors airs on CBS at 9 p.m. Tuesday. Volpe says the ceremony December 6th included a performance by 24 Tanglewood Fellows and Yo-Yo Ma. Music is courtesy of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.